The Rich Eisen Show.
I'm here. I'm here.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
The Muppets arrive.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Somebody brought a Kermit the Frog to Raiders training camp, put a Mahomes jersey on Kermit.
Earlier on the show, three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Still to come, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Ian Rappaport, hour two from Seahawks camp, hour one. Mark Schlereth from Broncos camp. If you missed any of that, this show re-airs on the Roku channel, channel 210, as soon as it ends. There's also our podcast. All 3 hours of it, of this show can be listen to whenever you want, every single day. We would greatly appreciate anybody who takes in podcasts to take in ours and give us a follow. Part of our RSS feed also includes what you should put on your RSS feed. Overreaction Monday returns to action today. Chris Brockman and I record that today as soon as we're done. And so look for that later on today. Little training camp kickoff. What a back to work. What are they calling it this weekend?
Back together or something. Back in the neighborhood. Back. Hold on.
We're back.
Man, back streets back. All right.
It's like that. So look for that later on. And there's our YouTube page as well. Pardon me. Channel. YouTube channel. You can follow us and be part of nearly 800,000. And grow
back together
that's
a lot of folks
back together weekend
and BTW a little by the way back together weekend
love it
so there's that which 844-204 Rich number to dial. We'll take your phone calls in a moment.
Ooh, the Dodgers just traded for
what do we got?
Michael Kopech.
Okay, so there's that.
There's a lot of moves for like fourth and fifth starters going on right now.
Okay,
no big names.
Hey, the Red Sox traded for a Pirates pitcher.
Yeah, we did. Not any of the ones that I would like. Quinn Priester.
There you go.
You know.
Very good. Okay. Keeping an eye on all of that. So definitely a storyline from start to finish this year will be how the Dallas Cowboys fare and how that will be part of the all-in strategy and how the Cowboys will handle the pressures that Jerry Jones is placing on them, because there are a whole bunch of folks who are looking for contracts and are still waiting for them here at a late stage of a summer, or aren't going to get them like their coach unless they succeed this year, and anybody else who might be in that boat. And how do they handle those pressures if, say, you know, 500 start is still going on in the middle of October? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then do we go back and say it's because of the way they built the roster this year and went all in on it and didn't supplement it? Ian Rappaport said an hour or two, he goes, I mean, you look at how really deep their roster is thanks to their drafting strategy and, you know, what free agents really could have helped and been. I mentioned Derrick Henry. He pointed out, well, they don't really want to pay for running backs. That's a different strategy and whatever. If in any way, shape, or form, the all-in strategy doesn't pay off, we will be looking at this entire 2024 campaign through the lens of the way the 2023 campaign ended, because that was the day that Jerry Jones started to take a look and started reaching out to people like Jimmy Johnson, saying, what do I do about the coaching staff? What do you think about Belichick? What do you think about what I should do with the roster? And they go into Alabama at the Senior Bowl and say, we're all in on it. And it all was born out of the day the Green Bay Packers eliminated the Dallas Cowboys. And if part of the all-in strategy includes not signing Dak Prescott, or the all-in strategy is that they wanted to sign Dak, but it was just too damn expensive for them to figure it out prior to the season, and if that doesn't work as part of their all-in strategy, you could also blame the guy. In part, you could blame the guy who was, in part, the reason why the 2023 season ended the way they did, And that guy's name is Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Bounced him out of the 2023 season. Got paid $55 million before the 2024 season. Both sealing the lid on the boiling pot atop the Dak Prescott situation that we see today. Go figure that. Jordan Love. Because Dak's still unsigned, and every single time he's not, and he's in front of a microphone, he's got to answer questions about how he's dealing with it. That matters. I don't know if it does. We'll see. Again, we'll find out as the crucible of the season plays out. This is the conversation Dak had with my colleague Jane Slater while I was still at home dealing with what I was dealing with last week with the Rona and all that. So Jane Slater spoke with Dak on Back Together weekend NFL Network coverage from Oxnard, California on Saturday.
It's definitely not the money. I guess you said a little bit of it is the respect. And at the same sense, what motivates me is just coming out here each and every day and getting better. And being able to control that, I'm at peace with. And that's where the freedom comes from, is this is what I love more than anything, being out here on this grass with my teammates, sharing the game, getting better at the game, that when you focus on that, the money comes. And as you said, these other guys, they're the ones, I guess, setting the bar and in that. And as I said, it's an obligation that I have to my team, my family, and to the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFL.
Boy, that's a lot of people he's responsible for. His family, his bottom line, other quarterbacks in the NFL, where he's not going to reset the market. Ian Rappaport, hour two, said if Dak hits the open market in free agency in 2025, he will be the biggest free agent ever. And I said, first $60 million a year player. He said, keep going up. It's always higher.
65?
And you could be like, really? What has he ever done? The top eight current best paid quarterbacks on an annual basis in the National Football League have a combined playoff record in their careers of 16 and 17. Three Super Bowl appearances combined, zero wins. So Dak fits in well as of right now with zero Super Bowl wins.
He's the only one you ever hear, though.
And he doesn't jack up the number of Super Bowl appearances, and he keeps the playoff career record right around 500. So he fits in terms of the guys who are being paid the most in the NFL, because that's what the market will bear. And somebody who's never going to have your phone ring in the middle of the night because he did something stupid, and some guy who will always represent you perfectly, and some guy who can throw for 4,000 yards in a season, and some guy who can get your team is the one seed or the two seed in a regular season entering the playoffs. He can do that. And then all he's got to do is catch fire with the right roster and the right coaching around him. And then all of a sudden, he does have that ring because he has that ability, which is why he's going to make that money. And the Cowboys have to know it. And if he's saying, I'm free, I have a sort of peace about me because I know my worth. And on top of it, I know I don't have to, like, there's no rule that I have to play for Dallas.
I want Dak to hit free agency so badly. Just for the content. Sorry, oh, TJ.
No, so. Chris, you know I completely agree. Because all those people who always trash him, say this, that, and the third about him, are going to want him on their team. Except for maybe, like, eight teams. Other than that, you'd probably want him.
I also want to see him ask for and probably get $70 million. We're just going to skip over the 60s.
Put up the Cowboys schedule, will you, please? Just how the drama is going to play out, too. At Cleveland, home for the Saints, home for the Ravens, Thursday night at the Giants, at the Steelers. Put a pin in that for a sec.
The first 6 weeks.
Home for the Lions, then there's a bye, then the ultimate. The ultimate. This is the ultimate. Is the all-in strategy working or not? Anything, and again, I know that the answer to that question will be most on display in the playoffs when it's truly the ultimate. But in terms of regular season, at San Francisco, any different? Will it at least be a one-score game by halftime, right?
Fingers crossed.
At Atlanta, home for Philly, home for Houston on a Monday night, whole country tuning in to see if the Texans can suddenly become the best team in Texas, period. He certainly lasted longer last year. Mm-hmm. Then you get the first of two against Washington. You finish up against the Giants on a Thanksgiving. Cincinnati at Carolina, Tampa at Philly, and then Washington. It's just going to be one soap opera, 18 soap operas.
How's this for a what-if scenario, TJ? Mm-hmm. And it might be your worst nightmare. What if Brock Purdy is struggling, right, this year to start the season, not playing well? Dak goes into San Francisco,
wins,
flips it. The Cowboys whack the Niners. Now we're talking about, should the Niners sign Dak after this season?
Oh, that's absurd. Don't be so stupid. Now you're just trolling the guy over there. Because I'll tell you what.
He's not trolling me. No, he's trolling Purdy, the entire information.
No, I don't have patience to jack with you today.
Because I think, here's what I think. I think Purdy might be Dak to the 60 million barrier.
Ooh. Well, the way Jerry's it's one doing of the it, two. He will be.
How good, though, does Purdy have to play this year to get that? Like, what kind of stats, what kind just of record, like, how far
just
do they have
like
to go?
Jordan Love. He's already proven it. He's already proven it. Please tell me we're through the, is Purdy elite, really good quarterback? Please tell me we're through
I'm not, but what if he struggles this year?
I don't think he will. How does that sound?
Again, great. You can think that. I'm just saying,
no,
what
getting,
if?
You're getting it's off topic, Chris. Which is...
Purdy's the new Dak.
No, he's not. Oh. How is he? He played in Super Bowl.
Purdy's been to a Super Bowl.
You kidding me? He's been to a Super Bowl.
That's because he has a super team.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
This is
still got there.
I can't believe the Cowboys are letting this thing go even longer.
Yes, you can, Rich. I think in your heart you can.
It's just only maybe they're sitting here thinking all the signings at quarterbackers, we're done now. At least we're through it. At least we know 55 is the what we got to beat. And I don't think Dak is in the mood of being 56, 57, 58. I don't know. I shouldn't speak for him. But that's where we are. However, one thing that you were onto there, Chris, is Dak Prescott seeing a future without Dallas.
Yeah.
He flat out said it. He said it, you know, and even said, I'm going to say it because he knows it sounds like a leverage play and it's not his default to sit here and go, you know what? You think I'm, you know, we're all in on Dallas and I need to, this is the only spot I want to be at. Well, I've seen other people go somewhere else and they make the Hall of Fame. They're elite quarterbacks. Not everybody gets to play for the same franchise.
Right.
Not everyone's Aikman. Not everyone's, Elway.
It's not how it is anymore, man.
Right. Look at Brady. Look at Manning. Look
Rogers,
at Stafford. Rogers.
Montana.
You keep going down
all
the line.
All-time greats.
Right.
They all did it.
It's very rare that you have a Marino. So I've got a top five list.
Oh. Of?
Top five spots Dak Prescott can go to and win a Super Bowl. Not named Dallas.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
Let's go. Now, hey, Dak started this.
In this top five list of spots that Dak can go to and win a Super Bowl, it's... I'm being realistic here because I'm not choosing like San Francisco. I'm not choosing like Buffalo. Okay, I'm not going to be doing one of those.
These are teams that
these are teams that by in 2025 potentially will be looking for a new quarterback because the one that they currently have might leave, retire, or they're done with trying the first year contract, or done with the Filene's basement at the quarterback spot.
Does anybody still get that reference?
No, it's bargain basement.
Filene's.
Okay,
basement.
So I'm trying to go realistic here. So a team needs to have a spot open and then also have the gumption. Number five on this list.
Let's go.
They just watched their most popular player stay in division. Why wouldn't the New York Giants just say, okay, Dallas, you're going to let your guy go? We'll pay him all that money.
Wow. That would be.
It's only $20 million a year more than Daniel Jones.
Only.
We already got the spot, you know.
Oh, baby.
Only 20 million.
But.
And you got the number one receiver there for him.
You're not paying a running back.
Yeah, that's factual.
Why not? He knows
like
the division.
That.
You want to stick it to Jerry? Let's get Dak throwing at Malik Nabers if Daniel Jones doesn't work out.
I don't like that. I'm just going to just say that right now. That would hurt my heart.
Dak is a giant. Number four on this list. They just gave their quarterback a few more million dollars to make him happy, and something was brewing. And everybody keeps talking that this guy might not want to play much longer for whatever reason. Let's just say anything, that there's smoke and fire, and that there maybe the Los Angeles Rams want to bring Dak into the fold. I'm really spitballing here.
I mean, I like that.
Which also gives you an idea, again, of how the Cowboys are probably sitting here thinking, like, where's Dak going to go? Who wants to pay this man that much money? Who wants to bust up their cap and their plans? So Dak might not have as much leverage as he thinks, blah, blah, blah. That the Rams are actually even sitting on this list. But you never know. He certainly could win a Super Bowl here.
Oh, yeah.
Number three.
That's true.
A good one.
What if this team decides to go in their completely opposite direction of what they appear to be doing right now? In terms of paying a quarterback way lower than the annual average value of somebody that can take you to the Super Bowl, or you're hoping is young enough to do it. What if the Seahawks decide to throw their hat in the Dak ring and put Dak to Seattle? And it's Dak and DK. Okay. All right. You got DK and Dak. All you need is the A. And he brings his A game.
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I'm just throwing that out there. He can win a Super Bowl in Seattle. You kidding me? Seattle's also one of those places you just stare at the Puget Sound, go to work, and it ain't nearly as loud or as crazy as Dallas. And
drink,
by the way,
the
I just saw an hour or two. There's this beautiful wall that's wide open. You could put a mural of him in there.
Nice callback.
Kenneth Walker.
Right, number
call
two.
Callback.
Number two on this list. What if this team just, you know, tries its best this year with the kid on the first-year contract or the 21st century Ken Stabler? And it doesn't work.
Now you're cooking, Rich.
What if the Las Vegas Raiders bring Dak to town and Dak goes in the division with Mahomes and Herbert, and Dak's there, and the Raiders have Dak as their guy moving forward?
I think Jason Feller would accept that.
Now you're happily cooking, man. This
and now Davante Adams isn't cursing.
Yeah. He's not worried about getting killed out.
He doesn't want to get killed.
All
get
right.
me out of here.
And the autumn wind is Dak Prescott. Why not? He can win a Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
Could he?
I think so. Number one on the list. Why not indeed? If it doesn't work out.
Here we go.
With this guy who's got multiple rings and his one last chance at trying to make his way to the Hall of Fame. And let's just say the kid that they also got for a mere bag of shells doesn't really light their fire. Why wouldn't the Pittsburgh Steelers say, Dak, come on in? It's totally out of their realm of, like, let's pay a quarterback $60 million a year.
Getting the two guys,
here we go.
Getting the two guys they just got was out of their, you know.
Well, the two guys that they got, the two guys that they got, put them together, what does it cost them? Not even, like, a very small percentage of this.
It was already an unconventional move for them.
But the Steelers bring in Dak, they can win a Super Bowl on the spot. Certainly with the young kids that they have on offense, their coach, who, you know, I really love, and a defensive player of the year in TJ Watt.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
Stop it.
That's my top five spots that Dak can win a Super Bowl outside of Dallas.
You think we need one more?
All right, why not?
Oh, come on.
All right, we'll get one more.
Another one?
I mean, they asked this guy the other day, you know, you said you were going to give this team 2 years. This is year two. So does that mean this is it? What if it is for Aaron Rodgers? If I believe he's making $50 million annually right now, and I don't know. I again, I'm just throwing it out here. because I don't know what they put on the credit card that would have to be on next year's cap. But let's just say Aaron Rodgers decides that he isn't indeed done. Not too far to throw a few more million on the fire and bring Dak to New York.
Here, coach.
But wearing green.
Here, coach.
Maybe Dak to, maybe Dak to the Jets. I don't know. But, you know, you just sell a few more bottles of shampoo. Make it up. And Johnson Johnson brings in Dak.
If Dak becomes a free agent, I mean, we know how
that's great, my top five list.
Great job. We know how great the Hard Knocks offseason's been. I need a Dak free agency Hard Knocks. if this goes down.
Oh, just a one.
Just a one man Hard Knocks.
I'll call it free agent. Well, you can call it free agent
of Dak,
and you follow him and other free agents
going all around taking interviews, and then the GM's on the phone trying to figure it all out with the agent. Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Are there sprinklers?
Oh, yeah. That'd be so good.
So. The only other team that I left off this list that would potentially have a spot is New Orleans. I left them off. Now, and again, that's seven places. But someone would have to say, oh, okay, that's a lot of money. We weren't planning on paying a quarterback $60 million per. We haven't set up our plan, our free agency, I mean, our cap plan into the future. We have to pay this person, that person, that person, this person. We don't have the space, or we'd have to blow up our plans for Dak. Maybe that's what Dallas is counting on, that his market is as great as he is. His price tag's too damn high for a lot of people to just blow things up. Oof. Because I'm not sitting here going, you know, it would be great. Cincinnati would be great. A Cleveland would be great, you know? Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Cleveland might have an opening.
No, it's not.
Come on.
He's still on East. No. No, no, no. I'm not going to sit here and go Denver. They're going to just ditch Bo Nix, or Tennessee. They're going to ditch Levis. I don't think so.
Tennessee would ditch Levis for that?
I don't think so. I mean, if Levis, dude, not to go totally crazy here, because you know how I feel about the people sleeping on the Titans. If Levis is as good as we saw him show his flashes to be towards the end of last year. I know that's a lot of caveats in one sentence. But if he's that good, he's got three great receivers and an offensive line with one of the best coaches coaching him up, and two dynamic running backs to hand off to. And a coach who comes from the McVay tree. I mean, why would you just after 2 years just go, you know what we'd rather do, with even though we've got at least two more years of contractual control, if not three, on a young quarterback? You know what we'd rather do? We're going to just go and get $60 million per. And again, I think that's what Dallas is kind of banking on, too. Everybody's like, oh, gosh, Dak is a free agent. We could lose him. Well, where to? I just gave you the only options. It's not going to be Atlanta. They just did some crazy thing in the draft. It's not going to be Carolina. It's not going to be Tampa. They gave Baker a couple years here. It's not going to be Chicago. It's not going to be Minnesota. It's not going to be Detroit. It's not going to be Green Bay. It's not going to be Philly. It's not going to be Washington. It's not going to be the San Francisco 49ers or the Cardinals. It's not going to be the Chargers or the Chiefs. It's not going to be Houston or Indianapolis or Jacksonville. It's not going to be the Ravens. It's not going to be the Bengals or the Browns. And it's not going to be the Dolphins or the Bills or the Patriots. You do the quick look-see. Not a lot of places. All it does take, however, as we know, is one. Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Caleb Williams, speaking of one, he has spoken. We'll check in on the Bears' savior when we come back. Rich Eisen here for Sleep Number. They say opposites attract. And that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is the best bed for couples. I can confirm exactly that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart. but it is the world of difference. You can choose what's right for you whenever you like. If you like a bed that feels firm, but they want soft, Sleep Number does that. You want to sleep cooler, while they like to feel warm, Sleep Number does that too. You have to feel it to believe it. Find the bed that's perfect for both of you only at a Sleep Number store. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, Sleep Number smart beds starting at $999. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. All right. So, once again, the Kelseys are living their best life. Jason and Kylie are in Paris for the Olympics. Did you see Jason went and wore a beret, a chapeau, to the Olympics in Paris? That. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You follow this account. I do as well, Chris. I don't know if you do, TJ. Art, but make it sports.
Oh, God, so good.
Nailed it. The self-portrait with a beret by Claude Monet. Who knew that Kelsey was very Claude Monet?
Does look like.
We might need a DNA test.
Well done.
Wow.
Did he know he was channeling his inner Claude Monet? I doubt it.
No chance.
Probably not.
Monet is.
I wouldn't say he doesn't know who Monet is. You know, he's a very smart man. But yes. I don't know if he knew that there was such a resemblance.
Monet.
Well, I mean, that was very Happy Gilmore right there.
Monet.
Rain jacket, old jacket. Wow.
So there you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was taken in, and I think he was going, he did an arm wrestle with one of the members of the rugby team as well, the women's rugby team. And he was caught cheating.
How so?
You're not allowed to grab the side. He's grabbed the side of the table. Your offhand is supposed to be on the table. Have you not seen Over the Top?
I have. I just didn't know what he did to cheat.
You grab the side of the table.
Been a while since I've seen Over the Top.
I mean, I know the hat flips back. There's a semi truck.
The guy drinks motor oil in that movie.
You know, some suspenders. Over the Top.
Just living his best life. They're living their best life. Leave the kids at home. Go to the Olympics.
It looks like everyone's having a blast, too.
Totally. Yeah, Snoop, nice Snoop doing badminton
Snoop
highlights.
Snoop is the official mascot Fantastic. Of the Olympics, and I love it.
It's great. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions Grainger. For every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's go to the phone lines. Derek in Missouri, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Been hanging on for almost 2 hours. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Rich. It's good to hear from you again. So I got a little stat for you that I want to share.
Yeah?
In honor of the Hall of Fame game being this weekend, this festivities you got going on, Rich, I have seen 57 players and coaches that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame play or coach in person. There's a stat for you.
What's that?
Oh, that was
his stat. Was oh,
that was
yeah,
his
yeah,
own
yeah,
personal.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
very good, Derek.
57.
That's a heck of a number.
That's a lot.
Man.
Yeah, and of course, Elway is the first player on that list, just so you know, because being a Bronco fan and got to see him play twice in person at the old Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego back in 97 and 98.
The old Qualcomm. Oh,
so
my gosh.
So if you saw Marino, then you saw probably, did you see Terrell Davis?
Yeah, I saw TD. Never saw Marino. Never saw him play.
Champ Bailey. I'm just thinking the Broncos now.
Well, I appreciate the call, Derek. Thanks very much. Greatly appreciate the information there.
It's an old gen stat.
All rise. Terzo in Iowa, everybody. What's up, Terzo? You there?
Hey, what's up, Rich? Happy that you're back in the seat and gotten over the corona. So
I'm all good, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, I want to touch on a couple things that that Mark said earlier in the show.
Yes.
Just before I get to the Olympics, I agree with him totally about the IU contract extension. As much as I really like AU can think he is a great player, I just can't see us paying him the Justin Jefferson type of money, especially whenever we have Trent Williams, who's also kind of holding out right now. And for me, that left tackle is a major piece of our
offense. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. Again, but this is what happens when you've got stars all over the lot, Terzo. You know what I mean? And I'm sure the Cowboys are like, hey, you know, we understand. We got stars everywhere, and we got to pay them to all, you know, fit under the cap. And in the same way, you know, the Cowboys are like, well, we know we've got to pay. They got to pay a quarterback and two guys who want to be the highest paid non-quarterback. So if Ayuk is one of the guys who wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback, or at least be in the vicinity of it, we all know the quarterback, when they pay him, he's going to be the highest paid guy in the history of the National Football League. Brock friggin' Purdy.
And we talked about that a few months ago as well, too, Rich, because when we were talking about whether or not he would be that first player over $60 million.
I think he will be, unless Dak beats him to the punch. What do you want to talk about with the Olympics?
Isn't it just amazing how LeBron James is 39 years old and is still competing at the level that he is? Like, he's 1 year older than me, and there is no way that I would ever be able to run up and down the court like that anymore.
I'm with you.
It's the coolest thing, man. It really is. And I hope everybody's taking it all in, because it's not going to last forever. And I don't know if we'll see another player like him.
Well, you know who's taking it all in, Terzo? Jason Tatum's taking it all in. He's got a good seat. You know what I mean?
He's got a great seat. The best seat in the house.
Yeah.
Better than Spike Lee.
Yeah, and he's not breaking a sweat. You know?
Laugh it up.
Thanks for the call, Terzo.
See?
Good.
You know,
TJ,
none
good.
Of this amusing.
It's funny.
It's too bad. I shouldn't telegraph my punch as much as I do. You know? Like, I mean, Chris saw it coming. It's been around me too long.
It's funny. Terzo says, enjoy LeBron. It can't go on longer. RJ sent us a tweet that somebody put out 10 years ago. Or 9 years ago, and it said, I got to clean it up. It said, look, LeBron's turning 30. This bleep can't go on much longer. And 10 years later, here we are. It's still going on. And I would imagine we are pretty close to the end now, but still, you just never know.
So
I'm just shocked he didn't try to get Bronny on the Olympic team.
Oh, no, stop this
so
guy.
He could stop play it.
Stop it.
So
the next Olympics.
Speaking of the Olympics. Speaking of the Olympics, I'm sitting there and I'm watching, I think it was just after the Team USA dispatch with Serbia, Tirico comes on.
Okay.
And he's sitting with Dawn Staley, you know, the national championship head coach of South Carolina, who's part of the selection process, women's team that we all know did not take Caitlin Clark nor Angel Reese. And Mike asked her to chime in on the Caitlin Clark aspect of it. I'm wondering what you make of this and what anyone else makes of it, but you guys in studio. She said that Caitlin Clark certainly merited a spot now, but it's basically intimated that when they made the decision June 11th, quote unquote, she wasn't playing like she's playing now. As a committee member, you're charged with putting together the best team of players, the best talent. Caitlin's just a rookie in the WNBA, wasn't playing bad, but wasn't playing like she's playing now. If we had to do it all over again, the way that she's playing, she would be in really high consideration of making the team, because she's playing head and shoulders above a lot of people. How'd that sit with you?
Look, I think the reasons of her not being on the team were valid when you consider the team practice together and all the things that goes into putting this team together over the past few years. We know she's, barring a catastrophic injury, she's going to be a fixture on this Olympic team for probably the next three or four Olympics.
No, I understand.
And then someone also go, okay, well, because she brings so many eyes, that's why you want to put her on. But
yeah.
Why not Arike putting her on the team? Because she's a better all-around basketball player than Caitlin. She didn't make the Olympic team
either. Not to go all Christine Brennan on you here, but, you know.
That's kind of,
I mean, this is why you put her on the team is to get the eyeballs. And by the way, she's the greatest scorer in the history of college basketball.
But this is pros, that was not
part
college.
Of her resume before.
And she now has the single game assist record as a rookie.
Well, but she's done that subsequent to not making the team.
Yeah,
and then, but that's been my thing from the beginning. Everyone's like, "Oh, who do you take off?" Well, Nathan Clark should have been the first name written down.
No,
and then you build the team after.
Absolutely
that.
Not. No.
She wasn't like
no.
She should have been on the initial list anyway, so it wouldn't have been an issue.
So it was a timing.
They should start the Olympic team with Caitlin Clark. Not Asia Wilson, not Breonna Stewart.
Right. That's a great list. Caitlin Clark should have been one of the first names written down.
Absolutely not. No.
I
be
agree.
Honest with yourself.
I agree.
They're minus like 10,000 to win the gold medal, so they're going to win gold anyway. And it's a TV show, and it's about building the game and growing it internationally. So yeah, you write down one of her names is one of the first ones written down.
Yeah.
No, not first. Not with the way it's going to some of these women are.
So then second or third. Yeah. I mean, but no one would have to know what order in which you wrote it down on the list.
What Chris is
saying,
you
make sure
she's
packing her bags
she's on
for
the
France.
First list.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not like, oh, who do you take off? That's not what we're talking about. She was always included.
It's who else did you leave off?
So
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nah,
shooting the ball
disagree.
Extremely well. I mean, she's an elite passer. She's just got a great basketball IQ, and she's a little more seasoned in the pro game than she was 2 months ago. Hey, at least she's being honest about that.
I think this is going to I heard look, that I'm like, back huh. on this as one of the great omissions in
well,
Olympic history.
But again, she's already pointing out that her subsequent play does make the decision to leave her off more questionable. Than ever. At least I'm glad she said that. That's a fact. I heard that. I'm like, huh, how about that? So.
2028, she can be the first name down.
Well, I've there is a.
Why should she have to wait 4 years?
Like, what has she proven
so Diana
in the
Taurasi
WNBA?
Can have a 6th gold medal? Like, what are we talking about?
What has she proven in the WNBA to be like, oh, well, why does she have to
we
wait?
We just found out, though, that the
what do you
first.
Mean? She's already dropping triple doubles and setting records.
Well, Angel Reese is doing double doubles like no one's ever done. No one's saying
and
that she
probably
should
have been on the team, too. I'm not leaving her off.
Well, I'm just saying, like, then let's.
I mean, what are we doing?
Put them all on it.
Well, all I know is that. Yeah, name written down for Team USA's next game to play. The first name on the list is Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum should refuse and go home. Tell Kerr to pound sand.
Just like Scottie Pippen. He saw that firsthand, though, didn't he? Was Kerr on the team when Pippen's like, I'm not playing?
Yeah. Well, he didn't leave that year, right?
He was still there.
That was when Mike wasn't there. So I don't think Kerr was there either, right? Kerr was probably on the Spurs then. I don't think so.
What was that, 90?
I see that.
Kerr had a front row seat, I think, to Pippen saying, I'm not playing.
Thank God Steph Curry played all those years for the Warriors.
All right, when we come back, Caleb Williams has spoken. We'll have more phone calls at 844-204-RICH, number to tell.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe. That's BLEAV podcast, wherever you listen.
Our call screener, who is as locked into the show as, or more locked into the show than Del Tufo is, Adam listens. He has confirmed that Kerr was on the team that okay. Scotty refused to go.
Oh yeah, we just talked about
it. Was that 95, right?
Yeah. No, that was 94 playoffs. So 93-94 season.
93. Yeah. And then Jordan left. No, that was after Jordan left.
After he had retired. Yeah.
Yeah. The first
time. Back like Jordan wearing the 4-5. I hate to play games with you.
Yeah, the 94 playoffs. That's when I was in Northwestern. And I was right there in the middle of the press conference room when Jordan retired for the first time and left my position for 3 minutes to try and hit on one of my fellow Medill School of Journalism students.
Rich, why would you pick that moment to do so?
It was like 40 minutes before the press conference.
Oh, but you just...
I went over to say hi, okay. Just a little chit-chat.
You know.
Then I went back to my spot, and in that 3 minutes that I missed shooting my shot,
they took the picture.
Sports Illustrated took a picture and put it... When that two-page spread came out, and I'm like, man,
I was there.
Where am I? One moment I was out of frame.
Out of frame.
How did it work? Can we ask how it worked? Or is that too personal?
It didn't. I never did a thing.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I tried. I'm being honest. I tried. Hey, it's all worked out.
Two shot.
It worked Please. Out better for you. Trust
two,
us.
Two shot.
Yeah.
Man, I got the best mom ever.
Right.
Two shot. Three beautiful children.
She brings us food when she's here. It's great.
She'll board a plane with me whenever I'd like. Then complain about it. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Game time tickets. Make sure you have this app on your mobile device near you. Because you can buy tickets to any event in your area. And not only buy tickets to any event in your area, but take guesswork completely out of buying them. Game time tickets is great right now this time of season for baseball, especially with the feature of seeing the view from the seat that you're interested in purchasing. You get a panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy, and then the all-in pricing feature shows you the total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. That's how you take the guesswork straight out of buying baseball tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH, you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH, you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Training camp roundup, people. Training camp roundup. We've got it for you.
Let's go.
Let's start in Chicago. Dateline, Illinois.
The Bears.
Oh, my God. We're going to do that every single time I mention it?
He does it. Tua says it. I mean, Caleb, that's how he says it.
You know, so I've been doing it for months now.
Yeah.
Just been slipping it in.
All right. Caleb Williams, how ready is he going to be, right, for the Tennessee Titans? Jeffrey Simmons said he better be ready.
Going to be so good.
With his painted nails, is that what he said he was going to call him? Bring it up.
He was just like, painted nails.
Painted nails. He better be ready. The question is, how many reps can he get?
All of them.
It's true. Caleb was asked about this. Hit it.
I always think there's more pros than cons than anything. Especially for a young guy like myself, the reps are always paramount for anybody like myself. A young rookie, second year guy, third year guy, it's paramount. It's really important. And you know, we'll see about these preseason games coming up, how they play out.
Have they told you if you're playing on Thursday? Have they told you?
They haven't told me yet. I would love to get out there and play. It's pretty awesome to be at Canton. But, you know, it's coach's decision.
You think you'll get a chance to voice your opinion?
I don't know if I'll be able to voice it at this point and at my time in this point. So
let me tell Caleb, let me remove the mystery. You're not playing.
Oh, Magic Johnson. Hang on. Yeah, he ain't playing.
He and Jason Tatum will have one thing in common.
Man, I hate you.
What's wrong with you?
You're the worst. Man, I'm leaving.
DNP.
That's wrong.
CD.
Guess
that's
who,
wrong.
Guess who's
man.
Not going to be here Wednesday?
Why Wednesday?
That's when Tatum's playing, and I'm not going to.
No, you got to watch him.
I was just doing a thing.
Okay. I see now.
He's. I don't think he's playing.
Nah. It would be awesome if he did.
He ain't going to have pads on.
I don't know. What you want to see him out there?
Just kind of what some guy.
Their first football game.
Okay, great.
Chris, earlier you said that there's third, fourth stringers going to be playing in these games.
Oh, man. You want him so behind your third stringer.
Oh, no, but I don't think third and fourth stringers are going to be starting the game. I think there'll be some actual starters that are starting the game for a little bit, but I don't think he'll be one of them.
Probably not.
I think Tyson Bagent should get ready.
Who else is on this?
Go over Bears, the top.
Over the top, speaking of that. I don't think the Bears are going to put him in any situation at all.
Brett Rippon, get ready for a lot of Austin Reed in the second half.
So, but he's going to get his reps. Oh, man, I can't wait for this.
It's here.
Oh, baby.
We've had to tap dance for, what, 5 months?
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of quarterbacks who, are accused of doing too much and putting their body out there on the line, and thus put themselves at risk, sometimes their team in a deficit because they do too much. And thus, when they're in a deficit and don't make the Super Bowl, when they had a Super Bowl window that a lot of people thought was wide open for a while and now it's not anymore, suddenly unnamed morons call you overrated. There's Josh Allen with my colleague Mike Robb. On NFL Network, back to
work. Together Weekend. Weekend.
Oh, back together,
back
weekend.
Together Weekend. Yeah.
He told Mike Robb about this exchange about maybe not running as much, taking off and running as much. Mike Del Tufo, this one you need to particularly listen to. Hit it.
And I got a chance to talk to you, GM Brandon Beam, and he told me a story about you guys riding up, coming up here to play some golf. And he said, you mentioned, man, I'm getting leaner. I may not take off as much. And he's like, yeah, right.
He said, until that other guy that's on the field takes over. And that guy, I got two guys, the smart guy and the reckless guy, and sometimes the reckless guy. You got to let him out every once in a while.
You got to let him out sometimes.
If you have Billy Joel, The Stranger, there's a song. He says, basically, there's a stranger inside you, right? Uh-huh. But he's, when he comes out, he's not always wrong. He's not always wrong, and that's how I kind of incorporate that in my game. Sometimes you got to let that guy take over and be a little bit of a maniac, but knowing when to pull him back, too.
How about that? Hmm. Another song, Honesty. Such a lonely word. How about him quoting Billy Joel?
I mean,
that's The Stranger. Yeah, that's a deep cut.
Didn't see that coming, yeah.
Stranger, right? Going back
in the lyrics to this.
Hey, and just be thankful he's not quoting Captain Jack. You don't want to have anything like that.
Sparrow?
Captain Jack.
Wrong Captain Jack.
Get you high tonight.
Arr, matey.
How about that?
I'm reading the real lyrics to The Stranger.
He does have a lot of pressure coming up this year, Rich.
Oh, look at you, huh?
I mean,
huh?
He better pressure. Do a little better.
Look at Del Tufo going on. All right, we got to stop. All otherwise, right. We could go deep down that wormhole. That's our coverage of the Buffalo Bills training camp.
Don't be a big shot.
Hey, listen, it's all about how quickly no Diggs, no Gabe Davis. There's a whole bunch of, hello, my name is. Right? Keon Coleman, how quickly is he going to get up to speed? Probably all of that. honestly.
Yeah.
Or is it doesn't matter, and he's just like, the stranger is going to just come right at you with his stiletto. Right? And it doesn't matter, because he's Josh friggin' Allen, and you'll find out why he's still an MVP quarterback. He's going to make up for all of it. Oh, man, I can't wait. Arizona is first up for them.
By the time I get to Arizona.
There's that. Now then.
Goes to extremes.
Last piece of our roundup. Our neighbor across the way, Jim Harbaugh.
Oh.
What's he up to? Let's see the video of what he's up to in training camp. Oh, okay. He's just dragging equipment.
Out of his mind.
With players on it. He's in there. Look at him in the mix.
What is happening?
Dude, he's 60. He's pulling. I don't know what he's doing.
He doesn't have to do this.
Yeah, he's got to. He's in the mix. But you know why he's doing it? You know why he's doing it? Because he loves the guys. And he just finally put his finger on it. Do you hear this sound bite? It's fantastic. Hit it.
Great, great week. Finally put my finger on it. I mean, I just love these guys, and it's It's the players. It's the coaches. It's everybody in the organization. And I don't know, you might say it's early, but to make that kind of statement, and I've been thinking it for a while, and I finally put my finger on it. It's like just everybody doing anything and everything they can to help our team win. And you know, yeah, it starts with the players, but it's to a man. It's every man, and it's been infectious throughout the coaching staff and the entire organization. Yeah. Love these guys.
He is my favorite press conference.
Here we go.
At this point,
because I just came up with this idea, light bulb over the head.
Yeah.
Bing. As you know, the Bill Belichick press conference moments segment we've been having for years.
Yeah, we got to change it, right?
We think
he's at Harbaugh now. Yeah.
He wins.
I think you're right.
No question.
New segment, Jim Harbaugh press conference moments. Let's do it.
Wow.
See, I thought it might have been Mike Tomlin, but I think Harbaugh's really far out there.
No. Both, man. Could be like,
let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Or he's if it's not there, a press man. Conference moment, it's him
whatever.
In practice pulling sleds. Yep. And
was he flipping the tire thing? He was flipping the tire thing the other day.
He's out of his mind.
Flipping tires. By the way, I threw out flipping my back tires. Watching the video.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
And I'm 5 years younger than him.
Jeez. Flipping tires. Good album.
Flipping tires.
Flipping tires.
By the cars.
Yeah. By the cars.
By the
dragon players.
Yes.
Holding press conferences. Just put his finger on it. He loves the guys.
Loves the guys.
Yeah. He has to take a trip and go watch.
You know what? After 10 years, I finally put my finger on us.
Hey.
I love you guys. Yeah. I've been thinking about it.
Maybe we'll win an Emmy.
And who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
That's right. Nobody. Either you're out there doing the work or you're sitting around waiting for coaches to call your number in the Olympics. That's the way it works.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Season 4, I'm glad that it's over.
As we know now that season 5 is supposed to be one of our better seasons.
Obviously, the tattoo storyline, you know how I feel about that.
You hating that storyline brought me a lot of joy because I kept waiting to see how it was going to keep going and then how they would somehow settle it.
Binge seasons 1 through 4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.